Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear. And another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hey. Yes, indeed. Wind. Wind. W-I-N-D. Not that kind of wind. But if you have that other kind of wind, well, guess what? You're in the right place. Oh, gosh. That's not a show saying that. What is really going on with me? We're talking about the angels and the ethers to carry you away to a whole new place. I can't believe I started the show talking about that. Well, it's part of our existence. So it's okay to stop talking about that. Because you're talking about food. And if you don't eat right, guess what happened? You get carried away or blow people away. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Well, it's show is going wherever it's going. I won't say downhill. But even if it goes downhill, it's fine. That's Sherry Marie. Oh, God, my mouth sometimes. I need to have a conversation with my mouth, my thoughts, my mind before we start the show. I can't just let that run wild. Sherry Marie Wind. And you can find out more about her by going to Facebook and tell her, see what you made my coach Ade do. Sherry Marie, C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. Sherry Marie, she's on Facebook. The title of that song, once again, if you didn't hear it the first time, is Wind. Stop it. Oh, what just happened? Anyway, let's take a breath, everybody. Let's breathe in. I know all these people coming to listen to Dr. Linda Joy. It's like, oh, gosh, I don't know if I want to listen to this. I was just here to have my lunch. It's okay. So at least you have it now. You now have an opportunity to choose wisely what you're going to eat for lunch. Yeah, let's take a breath. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you're listening to this conversation. Right now, right where you are, your thoughts, your feelings are creating your future. You're making a difference in the universe right now based on what you're thinking about. And whatever vibration you're sending out into the ethers, it's all good. As long as you're willing to be responsible for it. Because when you really think about it, God is the only thing happening. Good is the only thing happening. So you get to choose how you label the vibration that you're sending out. If it doesn't feel good, you can choose again. So today, I invite you to choose again, to make a different choice. Speaking of choosing again, you can choose what you eat. It's, for some people, it's lunchtime, power lunch. Choose again. Wait a minute. Don't go to that fast food restaurant. Stop a minute. Go to rawfusionliving.com. You can't get online? Oh, you got a smartphone. Stop giving excuses. Okay. Well, I must have been well rested over the weekend. Anyway, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And, sometimes we go a little bit longer because we can. But official time is 12 to 1:30. And so if you've got questions for the guests, make sure you call in early, because usually the last whatever minutes we play around, we just share some thoughts and see what happens. But anyway, we're taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. It's going to be a great show. I can feel it. I don't know if I'm going to be doing all this raw food stuff. Well, maybe once a month. Okay, maybe twice a month. Maybe once a week. But when I look at all those pictures on Dr. Linda Joy's book, they just look yummy. It's like I'm missing out on something. Well, we're going to find out more. Yes, yes, yes. Today we are talking raw food, raw fusion living. It's not about converting you. Well, it is in a different way. But you have to actually know it's inspiring you and you convince yourself or convert yourself. Today's topic is better living through living food. Now, I'm going to spoil people's lunch today. Let me do it before I bring Dr. Linda Joy on, because I don't want them to blame her. I'm taking full responsibility. Wait, don't take that bite. The food you're about to put in your mouth right now, is that food alive or is it dead? You know, they say you are what you eat. Okay, before you lose all your listeners, you just need to keep going on. Okay, all right. I must have been well rested over the weekend. I'm cutting up today. Yes. I trust you had a wonderful weekend. And if you're listening to Archive, I trust you had a wonderful day or happened a wonderful day. And if not, if you had a horrible day, if you're just confused, you're stuck, choose again. Choose to see life differently. Take a breath and breathe out. And know in this moment, know that all is truly well, no matter what is going on. There's so much going on behind the scenes that you're not even aware of. Your five senses are not equipped enough to interpret what's happening, the good that's happening for you. You just need to make the space and the place for it to be revealed. So whatever is going on in your life, good or indifferent or bad, bless it. Give thanks for it and watch it shift and change, because you are one with the one. You're so much powerful. You're so powerful. You are one with the power that creates universes. You're one with the one. You're one with the one that when you look out night and see the stars, you're one with that. You don't believe me? Carly Jackson, please tell them they don't believe me.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
That is your identity. That is the ID of the entity called you, the identification of the entity called you. You're wonderful. You're free. You're healed. You're one with the one. Breathe that in and know that that is your truth. And even if you're not feeling it, it's all good, because there is no spot where God is not. Let's do some announcements. Well, real quick. As you know, today we're talking about better living through living foods with Dr. Linda Joy Rose. I love that name. Just so joyful and so rosy. I wonder what Linda means. Yeah, you can Google it before you come on. I'm feeling very playful today. I'm feeling very playful. Okay, brace yourselves when it happens. I'm not responsible for what comes out of my mouth. If you have an issue with it, take to God. So, yes, we're taking your questions and comments. Number is 347-426-3346. And if you can't call in because you're busy, you're at work, you can post your question on the Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. We'll get to it. Casper and I will get to your questions, and we'll be happy to answer it. Pass it on to Dr. Linda Joy to share her wonderful insight. And if you don't do Facebook or you don't work and you don't want your supervisor to know that you're on Facebook, go to Life Conversations Media. They don't know about it yet. But you can introduce them to it. LifeConversationsMedia.com. There's an Ask Life Coach at a tab. Just click on that and send in your questions. And also on that website, you can find out about upcoming guests, past guests, all the different shows that we do here on Life Conversations Radio, the calendar, programming, and different things. So much more on there. So check it out. Tomorrow, I have Dr. Carmen Hara joining us. She's a clinical psychologist, an intuitive counselor, an author. And tomorrow we're talking about embracing the sacred unity that heals our world. Embracing the sacred unity that heals our world, to realize that we are one, that what one does affects or influences the other. And with the shift and the vibration that is happening now, people say, yes, things, this is some serious times. We're living in a new age. Yes, there's so much going on. How we get through it will be based on how we embrace one another, and we see that truly we are one, wherever we are in the world, not just in one country, when we can reach over and connect like we do on social networks. Some of our best friends are in another continent. Now, we want to lift that out. It's easy to do on the internet, but let's do it with our family members. Let's do it with coworkers. Let's do it with a supervisor that gets on your nerves. Tomorrow we're talking about embracing the sacred unity that heals our world. And today we are talking about food. You have to cook it. I don't know about that. Better living through living food. Let me read a little bit about Dr. Linda Joy Rose, somebody who I've had a conversation with. I just love her spirit. So now let's click this tab and pull this up and go here because then, okay, here we are. Dr. Linda Joy Rose is the pioneer of the raw fusion movement. Sounds like a dad, doesn't it? Ooh, okay, stop it. Creating delicious, nutritious alternatives for traditional favorite comfort foods. Dr. Rose blends the raw food lifestyle with healthy mainstream meals with an easy-to-follow program that heals and transforms your body, clears your mind, and helps you tap your highest potential. Interesting. Food? Can food do all of that? Interesting. She is a popular wellness coach and workshop facilitator around Tampa Bay and Miami. Recently, she has been selected as the raw food expert on the dynamic internet search engine ehow.com. Dr. Rose is a raw food educator, therapist, and author. As Director of International Development for the American Board of Hypnotherapy, trying to say that three times fast, she pioneered the training and certification of hypnotherapy, subconscious dynamics, and the power of the subconscious mind for over 20 years. She's written several books. One of them is Your Mind, the Owner's Manual, and Parallel Lives. Just keeps writing. So she feeds the soul, she feeds the mind, she feeds the body. I mean, does it get better than that? Yes, it does. She's here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings. Help me welcome my wonderful guest, Dr. Linda Joy Rose. Yes, everybody's excited. I am too. Dr. Rose, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well, Ade. How are you?
I am wonderful. See, I'm normally laid back and very, you know, very focused, but I think your presence here is bringing out the best in me. So thank you for being here.
Well, you sound like you're in a very good mood today.
I am not responsible for anything that comes out my mouth. but yes, my intention is to have fun while we transform. Now, I just read a little bit about you from your website, but I want to ask you from your point of view, from your perspective, who are you? Who is Dr. Linda Joy Rose?
Well, I would say that my beingness is about helping people heal. And for many, many years, I was focused more in the arena of the mind and the spirit. And then, you know, they always say that you always teach what you need to learn. And my final frontier for me was the body. So as that became an issue in my own life and I transcended it, then I think that the healing now has become fully holistic in body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about connecting all of it. Because sometimes some of us focus just on the body. Some of us focus on the mind or just on the spirit, and all of it can come together so we can experience wholeness. Now, let's jump into the conversation. Actually, before I do that, I'm just being told that Linda means beautiful. Didn't you just, you chose your name. I mean, you were really clear about the name you wanted. So Linda means beautiful. It's Linda Joy Rose.
Wow. Yes, and it That's is my birth name. It was has not been changed. That is exactly what the birth certificate, and I've held on to it through my marriage. So,
And for those who want to call you Dr. Linda, we have to tell them your first name is Linda Joy.
Boy, actually, I go by LJ. I mean, back when I got my doctorate in 1989, and it was very exciting for me to be called doctor for about a year, and then I kind of got over myself, and I'm very happy with LJ. So.
Oh, I hear that. Well, let's talk about food. Now, I just love how things work together and show up. So this morning, in preparation for the show, I went on Facebook, and I saw this amazing quote, and it said, "The food you eat can be either the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison." I was like, wow, imagine getting that when, you know, at a time when I'm getting ready to have this conversation. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that even now more than ever, because what we're eating is most likely been engineered in some way, whether it's genetically modified, whether the food is processed to the point that there is virtually no nutrition left in the food. For instance, there is a company in Switzerland that can artificially reproduce any flavor, so they can take very inferior food and they can make it taste like, for instance, if you're having a frozen chicken dinner, they have isolated and reproduced something that would make it taste like the most kind of, you know, fried buttery type of chicken that you can imagine, and they can infuse that flavor into there. And they also engineer the food to go right to what are called the hedonic hotspots, hedonic coming from hedonist. You know, a hedonistic lifestyle is one, a pleasure-loving lifestyle. So a lot of the food is engineered now to reach those hot spots in the brain which respond to salty, sugary, fatty foods, and we get addicted to the food. So unfortunately, we're getting so little nutrition for the food that a lot of the food that's out there nowadays, Ade, is really slow poison.
Mm-hmm. Whew, there's so much I have to say about that. There's so much that comes up for me, but we're just going to stay on the track of raw fusion 11 because we, in spite of that, we have a choice. And especially for those of us who live in countries where we're free to eat what we want to eat and go to different stores. So let's focus on that. Let's talk about raw fusion 11. What is raw fusion 11?
Well, it's a compromise because several years back, I'd say about 5 years ago, I discovered the raw food diet as a way of overcoming a physical, well, I would say it was almost like a whole consequence of physical calamities that were going on in my body. And I could feel myself kind of heading into an autoimmune situation. And having been a therapist for many years, I treated many people with autoimmune. And I became a raw foodist, and it was a truly wonderful lifestyle. I was able to overcome many of the problems, the physical problems that I had, almost instantly. And over time, while my family were willing to have some of the foods that I was making, they were not interested in becoming high raw foodist, which is somebody that would eat somewhere between 80 to 100% or even 75 to 100% raw food. And as I was, because I'm an author and I wanted to write about it, I was very excited about it. My husband kind of encouraged me to write a book that would appeal to people like him because he wanted more information. He wanted to know how to infuse more living foods into his diet or lifestyle. And just kind of heading back, the word diet in and of itself comes from the word diem, you know, carpe diem, when you've heard, which is day in Latin. And diet really means how do you nurture your day? How do you go back? So it could be not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. And so he was becoming interested because he could see the changes in me. He could see the changes in himself with just the alterations that he was making. And so he kind of put out that idea of raw fusion, and I decided to kind of put it out to the raw foods community. I'd been interacting with a lot of people through the internet, and it was almost like an idea whose time had come, because even Dr. Oz says, and I'll quote him, that he said, "There are immeasurable health benefits to maintaining a raw foods diet." Mm-hmm. But the key word in there is maintaining. It's not an easy diet to maintain or sustain over time because of various factors. And I call those the four C's, which are comfort. Sometimes you need food that is going to be more comforting. It's hard for people in the winter months. Although raw food doesn't mean that it's all cold, you can heat things up to a certain temperature, about 115 degrees. But sometimes people want those steamed vegetables or soups or something just warm and comforting. The convenience, in raw fusion, I teach people how, yes, sometimes you can do the raw, you know, the fast food. Sometimes you can do some of the convenient processed foods. That should be really in the minority of what your diet is. And then the cravings, you know, finding ways to either indulge some cravings or substitute the cravings, because with my background on the subconscious mind, I know what it's like if you set up deprivation for too long. Ultimately, you're going to just pendulum swing in the other direction. Mm-hmm. I met many people as I was creating my new program, which I'll talk about, called Hypnovation for Health. A lot of people had gone very high raw or were completely raw, and then they were just completely on the other end of the spectrum. And there has to be a happy medium there. And then finally, the camaraderie. When you're living in the real world, or you go to somebody's house, or you go for a barbecue, you go somewhere, there needs to be kind of a common ground where you can... I can go to a barbecue, and I personally, although I have no judgment for people that eat meat, I make meat for my family. I'm more of a plant-based diet, maybe a little dairy sometimes, little eggs, and every once in a while some fish. But so if they were having a barbecue, I wouldn't be attracted to having the barbecue, but maybe they'd throw a nice organic corn on the cob on there for me, or some potatoes or something that I could put into my salad. And then it just fulfills that kind of feeling like, you're just part of what's going on, even if you're not eating everything. You're not just sitting there in the corner having your salad.
Lettuce and carrots.
Yeah, although I've got to say that people tend to think, and I will constantly, I just had a luncheon here the other day, I love going out and doing the demo work that I do, because everybody thinks that raw food is boring. They think it's carrots and celery sticks. They think that it's just kind of, there's nothing to it. And I am a foodie, and I have really rarely tasted food as multidimensional, as sophisticated, and as gourmet as some raw food recipes. And many recipes that I've created, too, are some of the most amazing foods that I've tasted. So it's not boring, and it's not all carrots and celery sticks. But it does give you, what I love about raw fusion is it opens the door to be able to integrate some foods that you really love, some foods that you want to have, unless, of course, those are foods that provoke a certain intolerance and sensitivity or allergic reaction. And I'm a perfect example of that. You know, I of course, you know, let go of wheat and many, many things like dairy that I was having a physical reaction to. And one food that I recently finally got it completely, because I've been saying for years that when you're allergic or sensitive to food, it's going to make you gain weight. And I'm so glad that Dr. Mark Hyman just came out with an article on Huffington Post to back this up. And what happens is if you're eating a food that your body rejects, it starts kind of tearing into the lining of your small intestine and then your large intestine, and this is called leaky gut syndrome. And then these particles of food, which your body does not really like, are kind of going around your bloodstream, and then your body responds by sending out the leukocytes, the cytokines, all of these inflammatory types of, it's kind of the reaction you have from your immune system. And then your liver, trying to protect your organs from toxicity, starts to create all these fat cells. So I finally, I do a lot of television. I was starting to do a real lot of these videos for eHow, and I wanted just to lean out a little bit more, and I finally gave up anything with corn, which is, if you eat in the real world, 80% of processed foods are made with corn or high fructose corn syrup. And I've got to say that the result was just almost miraculous. In fact, if people go on the Innovation for Health webpage, and there's a photograph of me, kind of a before and after, but it was just like I immediately, it was almost like I shrunk, you know, within a couple of weeks of giving up anything with corn. My body just didn't want it. I don't get You know, a lot of people, when they go to bed at night, they get that post-nasal drip, and they think it's all with seasonal allergies or I'm allergic. What's really happening is that you have so much inflammation going on in your respiratory system from the foods that you're consistently eating day after day, that these outer allergens, it's just, you know, it's triggering you, but you wouldn't react to them as much if you didn't have this whole inflammatory response going on in your body.
Wow. Let me go back. You said the four C's. I may have missed the fourth one. I know you said comfort, craving, camaraderie. What's the fourth one?
I don't want to have a Rick Perry moment here. Why? Cravings, comfort, convenience, and camaraderie.
Convenience
too. Because, again, you know, I'm not a black or white thinker. We spoke about this before when we were on had a lovely conversation. Is that I think that this is what's going on in the United States a lot, is that we have this kind of tendency towards very black or white thinking. And people get very fanatical on any side. When I went into the raw food world, I was a little shocked personally by how radical, judgmental, and fanatical some of it could be. I went to some conferences, and it was really a turnoff to me, because I think that anybody that is eating this way should be very highly conscious. I mean, you're eating food that has got a lot of life force and energy in it. Most raw foodists are vegans, or if they do eat some, you know, they might have something like sashimi, not sushi, because of the rice, or they might have like ground bison that is raw. But for the most part, you're eating very well, so the consciousness is high, and I couldn't understand all the judgment and the infighting, and I found that disturbing, and I think that was something else that kind of pulled me into the raw fusion philosophy, because I think that you need to always have a compassion and acceptance towards where people are at instead of judging them or trying to convert them. I think that, you know, what I do is I get so many people that contact me and say, LJ, I'm doing Meatless Monday today, or, gosh, you know, I had a couple days that I was mainly plant-based, or I'm starting to add more leafy greens. And it's because I believe, Ade, that I do not judge people and I don't push them. And a lot of times I'll blog on Huffington Post and I'll see if somebody, or I'll comment, and they're talking about something about meat eating or veganism. And from both sides of the argument, you get this fighting and this anger. And I always try to come in with, like, you know, why isn't it just okay to encourage people perhaps to eat less meat, or to have a Meatless Monday, or to get away from the factory farm meat? That is just as important, instead of trying to convert people to your point of view. Because the reality is, do you remember the very famous anthropologist? I'm a baby boomer, I'm giving my age away. She wrote a book called Coming of Age in Samoa. And I remember we were all fascinated that a woman could be an anthropologist, because, again, this is the time, you know, when, you know, the baby boomer, our generation, were just kind of coming into that, you know, female power. And she was an anthropologist, and she said, you know, she didn't say it in a very politically correct way, because she said it is easier to change a man's religion. So let's say it's easier to change a person's religion than the way they eat. I mean, think about how powerful of a statement that is, because I mean, you and I know what's going on in this world right now, as a result of religious intolerance, as a result of people wanting to convert others or not wanting to change their own or even modify their point of view. So if it is easier to change a person's religion than their eating lifestyle, imagine how difficult it is. So the worst thing that you can do, in my opinion, is to browbeat somebody because of the choices that they're making.
You know, we're going to take a break in a minute, but you talk about raw fusion, and what I'm hearing and from talking with you, it's not about saying you must just switch over and go to forks instead of knives. You're saying there can be a balance. You know, if you still want to eat meat every now and then, so be it. And the other thing that you do is you actually also not just help people transform their body, but you're really thinking about the mind. And I think that's what happens when we get so caught up in just one aspect of it. Oh, I'm doing this so I can have a better body, so I can look younger. But rather, we're not working on the mind. And
when I listen to you and look at your work, this is really about changing habits. You know, it's something that happens within. It takes place in the mind in order to try and even want to try this out, because everything else looks simple and easy. Why would
right.
I want
well,
to
you
try
know,
something
it,
else?
Yeah, it takes more than anything the collaboration of the mind, and this is why most of our best intentions, every New Year's we set our resolutions, and even when you say, hey, I'm going to try to eat better, unfortunately, whatever we have programmed in our subconscious mind is 7, 8, maybe even 9 times stronger than the willpower. So even your best intentions to change, if you can't turn your subconscious mind into your ally, it is going to be your adversary, and you're always going to feel like you're fighting it, and it becomes really difficult. Like you have to try, and you constantly have to try. The work that I do is to get the subconscious mind to go along, to teach the subconscious mind the new habit of making better choices.
And that's hypnovision, right? When we come back, I wanted to talk more about that because, yes, it's really about change. Change starts within, not on the plate, not within the kitchen. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. I want to talk about detox and dieting and everything else and anything else that show up. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Call in with your questions and press 1 on your keypad. My guest is Dr. Linda Joy Rose. She is an author. She is so much more. She's a caregiver in so many ways. And she is the creator of Raw Fusion Movement. Well, the movement. It's helping us balance what we eat and trying something else and nurturing our body. I love that definition of diet. How do you nurture your body? No, actually, how do you nurture your day? Because what you put in your body in the morning will to influence how you are during the day. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. But before we do that, I want to invite you all to share this show with your friends right now, this very moment. Even if you listen through the archive, share the show right now. We ask that you share it on Facebook, Twitter, Plug, what is it, Google Plus, all those other social networks, and tweet it if you want, tweet it, text it, scream it, I don't care what you do, just tell folks about it. Tell them to listen now, 347-426-3346. Maybe you are a raw foodist and you've made a transition. How easy was it for you? Are your family members making it easy for you? Are they making it challenging? 347-426-3346. To find out more about Dr. Linda Joy, go to her website, rawfusionliving.com. And she's got some amazing dishes on that website. I looked at it this morning, and somehow it's like, oh, is it raining? It's like it was me dribbling. We're going to take a break. What is wrong with me? I think I just need to be quiet. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm all right. All right. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We will be right back. Come on, Liz Brown. Work with us. What are you doing? Come on. Say something.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your lamby lumpkins.
Your bubby chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap.
Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the House of Love. This is Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and it starts with you. My guest is Dr. Linda Joy Rose. Her website address is rawfusionliving.com. We're talking living food, foods that can transform your body, transform your mind, better living through living foods. And I want to talk about hypnotherapy, but before we do that, I want to go back a bit. Because we're talking, you know, raw fusion is having people try raw food. We've touched on this, but I wanted to just go a little bit more in depth. What's the problem with cooking food? I mean, you cook the food, you put all the spices in it, and it tastes good. Why is that a problem? I'm happy with this meat. You know, somebody says, I don't want, I'm not a rabbit. I'm not an animal. I want cooked food because it's warm. What's the problem with cooked foods?
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with cooked foods that means that you can't have some cooked foods. But what happens when you cook food is that you destroy up to 70% or higher of the nutritional profile in the food through the cooking. And you get rid of a lot of the, not only macronutrients, you know, we don't just need fat and protein and carbs to survive. We need the micronutrients. Otherwise, it's like building a house and you don't have the foundation, the cement that's going to hold it together. And our diets are very poor these days in the micronutrients, which are the vitamins and the minerals and the trace minerals and the salts that we need to really survive, and all of the antioxidants and everything that's fighting off all of this toxicity that we have in our environment and in our food. And then the other theory that we have, there's a few things that happen with cooked food, is that cooked food changes the food to the degree that your body might consider the food to be almost like an invader and start that immune response that we talked about earlier, and that starts the inflammatory system. And inflammation is stage one, stage two, stage three to serious disease. And then finally, when you cook food, you destroy the enzymes. Now, what happens is that food, it's kind of like Mission Impossible. Remember the old Mission Impossible? You know, this tape recorder will self-destruct in 60 seconds. Well, your food is really designed to release what you need, which are the nutrients, and then to self-destruct so that it is easily eliminated out through the elimination system. But without these enzymes, then your body is required to pitch in. You know, so the pancreas has to pitch in these enzymes to help break your food down. And over time, you're kind of wearing down its body, and this is where your organs start to fail. And so when you're eating just cooked food and you're not getting a lot of living food in it, and let's say you're having just a lot of really overcooked or dead food,
ultimately that is going to deplete the life force. And people who have a lot of food sensitivities and allergies and even autoimmune, it could be they're not getting enough nutrients or that the cooked food is acting like an allergen in the body. But certainly when, and then the final thing too, is that most of the food that we eat, that we choose to eat, that we love to eat, all of us, you know, love certain of the foods that you love, they are very low pH, which is potential hydrogen. And low pH is acidic, and our bodies are meant to sustain about a 7.2, 7.3 alkalinity, which is a high pH. And also stress causes the acidic condition. So the body's being so acidic, an acidic condition harbors disease. For instance, in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Peace Prize for discovering that cancer could only survive in an environment that is acidic and anaerobic, lacking in oxygen. And here we are now 81 years past Dr. Otto Warburg's discovery, and yet there is no National Institute of Nutrition in the United States. Doctors practice medicine and not nutrition, and yet the first recognized physician, Hippocrates, said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." And so something like 4% of medical doctors get some training in nutrition, and that is usually about 4 hours worth. So, you know, here we are trying to treat this problem of cancer, which is getting, you know, larger and larger and larger, and yet there are many, many, many documented cases of people who go off of they go to a raw foods diet, no sugar, no fruit because of the acid, and they're able to turn their health completely around. That doesn't mean that they'll never again be able to eat any of that food, but for a period of time, they're changing the environment in the body, and the body wants to heal. We have these very brilliant bodies out there that really want to heal themselves, but we're working against them rather than for them. And our food, you know, our food system, our food supply is in tremendous peril right now, and there is nobody watching over us. So we do need to learn to make those choices and make informed choices.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Linda Joy Rose. We're taking your questions 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad, or you can post your question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, and we will get to it. Dr. Linda Joy, are you on Skype? You're on a landline, right?
I'm on a landline, yes.
Yes, sounds a little bit choppy. It was fine at the beginning, but, you know, maybe it's going to pass. But let's go back. You see, when
better?
You started talking, well, I think it sounds a little bit better, but we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, it's not terrible. I can still hear you. So we just let it
yes,
flow.
Yeah, for some reason, I always, even though I'm on a landline, as I explained to you, this particular phone, I'm in the one room in the house that I get the best reception, but it's not always there. So.
Well, all the energy in the house, it must be what it is. You're such on a high vibration. All the energy's like, ooh.
All the living
she's,
food.
she's holding me too long. I feel aligned. So let me ask you this. When you were talking about cooked food, that question popped in my head, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to ask this. And I probably lose some friends from asking this. No, I won't. And if I lose you as a friend, then you're not really a friend. Maybe I'll lose myself as a friend. Here's the thing. I was one of those people many years ago. I said, I will never, never, ever use a microwave. Now, I'm like, one of the greatest inventions is a microwave. Oh, gosh. I already know what you're going to say. I don't know the words, but I can just feel. What are the dangers of microwaving food?
Well, I remember back there was a time I bought a condo when I was living in Newport Beach in California, and I had decided that I was not going to have a microwave because I knew that certain countries at this point were not even, I think, Russia for the very longest times. I felt like there was probably radiation, and I always sensed, I have kind of this intuitive feeling about it, and then my dad was visiting, and we'd go out to eat, and he'd have leftovers, and he was so tired of having to heat them up in a pan that he went out and bought me a microwave.
I personally use a microwave maybe twice a month. Now, my family uses the microwave. Now, what's actually coming out, and I think what I intuitively felt, is that the microwave changes the DNA of the food. Mm. It alters the DNA. Mm. And if you alter the DNA of the food that you're eating, then you are not getting what is nutritionally supposed to come from the food. So here you have food, mainly it's this processed food that has been artificially flavored, and a lot of the nutrition coming out of the food in the first place, a lot of the inherent water in the food, and then you're putting it in a microwave, and you're getting food. It feels like you're filling yourself up on your tongue and your stomach, but you don't know really what's happening. And that being said, every once in a while, I might have something that's microwave, but what I'll do, if I do have cooked food or if I do have something that I put in the microwave, I will serve it over a bed of leafy greens so that I make sure that I get some living food infused into it. So that's really kind of, raw fusion teaches you a way to infuse and blend and integrate and marry some raw foods into the cooked foods. What I'm really happy about is that the journey that I'm not high raw like I was before, although I have days that I am, is because when you become a raw foodist, it is such a paradigm shift. You learn so many different ways of preparing food, like you learn about soaking and sprouting and making pâtés out of nuts and making raw desserts where you don't need to bake things, and it's just wonderful. So what I've done is I've taken all of this and I've applied it to raw fusion and teach people fun, very easy techniques. It's not like you don't have to spend days and days and days making this food, if that's what people think. There are certain things that might be more difficult to make, but I don't even make those because I'm very busy. We're all very busy, and we need some convenience involved. But, yeah, if you're using microwave all day, or if anybody is, just cut back. That's all I say. Again, not black and white. You know, get some glass cookware, which is what I did, or get some nice stainless steel pan because you don't want anything leaching chemicals, and use it every once in a while, but try to, like, get just baby spinach is great. I mean, I'll put anything over baby spinach, and I love this kind of, like, textural, temperature, tantalizing taste that happens to it, because you get these kind of layers that are kind of nice and warm and melty, and then cold layers. And everybody I turn this on to, they love it. They're like, wow, you know, this is a really cool way to eat.
I'm really getting the idea of what you mean when you talk about raw fusion living, because I thought you were going to come up with some statistics and different things that's going to just make my eating experience just a horrible experience. Actually, you made it easy. It's like, just cut back. And when I think about, you know, raw fusion living now, as I talk to you, I can see, I think some of the people that you experienced in the past who were so judgmental, I think they were just pissed. They were pissed that they couldn't do what they used to do. They were learning about raw food, and they were just trying to do what they thought they were supposed to do. But especially when everything is about habit, raw fusion, and in your book, you have so many recipes there. It's about just being gentle. I always share this with my listeners. Like, we've got to be gentle with ourselves. We didn't get this far overnight. It was something that's been happening, this habit in the way we eat. A friend of mine asked me the other day, she said, why do you eat meat? Now, she was expecting another answer. I didn't know. But for me, I'm like, I don't know. I eat meat because I've always eaten meat. Now, when I say I eat meat, I don't eat meat every day. And the meat that I eat is chicken. But with your approach, actually see how easy it is. You're really inspiring me now to try different things out. And I think we've got to think about, what's the intention? What do we think? How much do we value our body? How much do we want to support our body to heal itself?
Well, and how much do you support the environment too? You know, because, for instance, if you do eat meat, you may want to consider having meat that is not factory farmed, because the factory farms use up this insane amount of our country's energy, and there's so little positive to say. The only positive thing that I think anybody could say about factory farming is that it reduced the cost of meat. I remember meat being very dear, being very expensive when I was growing up, but I'd almost rather see people investing in having this grass-fed beef or the chicken that is raised without hormones, because then perhaps they'll eat less of it and take more of a flexitarian approach where you flavor your stir fry with some meat. Maybe you take this wonderful grass-fed beef and you marinate it and make some skewers and serve that over a beautiful salad and some beautiful vegetables, maybe some roasted vegetables in your salad too. And here you have your meat, you have the salads that's going to help you digest your meat, you have these roasted vegetables that are going to give you this wonderful sensation of eating too. And that would be kind of a raw fusion way of eating, rather than having this plate where you have this huge piece of meat on that you got a good deal on, so you're like, oh, I got this great deal on this piece of meat, but at what cost? Mm-hmm. At what cost to our environment? At what cost to your health? At what cost to just the overall, you know, way that we're treating the animals in the factory farms too? And again, I don't push a vegan agenda. I'm not 100% vegan myself. I just think that everything that they have shown now about the plant-based diet being superior, that it would just be better to start to cut back. But even what you were saying with the microwave, let's say you wanted to have some herb tea and you needed to get your water hot and you didn't really feel like, you know, putting the water in a pan and waiting for the pan to boil, because you know when you're waiting for water to boil, it takes forever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've boiled up that water in the microwave, you have so changed the DNA, and they've done those studies, you know, that Dr. Oh, my goodness, what's his name, Emoto, you know, the one who's...
Right, yes.
Right,
yes,
no,
yes.
And he's even talked about water that has been microwaved and how it's... Oh, so meanwhile, you want to have this beautiful herb tea, and you're having it in water that is already devoid of anything nutritious. But you can invest and buy one of those electric kettles. I mean, you lived in London, so, you know, people have electric kettles. I lived in Japan for many years, and I have one of those Sojirishis, you know, that keeps the water boiling too, so I also have water that's available. You know, so finding these different compromises and using the microwave when you really need the microwave, when you really have to do something very quickly, just stopping and saying, do I need this right now or is there another way? And it also puts consciousness into what you do. And the reason that we are, we're creatures of habit, because we just kind of move ourselves. We don't really move ourselves. We're moved by our subconscious mind. We're moved by our habits. And it's when we stop and go, now, wait a minute. Then you are not a creature of your subconscious any longer. You then start to break that circuit, and that's how stress is. You know, stress is a habit, and anger is a habit. You know, it's just kind of a neural hijacking. Something kind of takes you over. And so what I've evolved now through Raw Fusion is teaching people, how do you access your subconscious mind? How do you create these subconscious dynamics so that you can use your subconscious rather than be used by your subconscious, by that programming that formed you? You are not, you know, it's not, people say, oh, I'm too old to change, or, oh, I can't change. You can always change if you put consciousness on it and if you learn how to access your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. And on your website and your book, Raw Fusion, you give so many tips. We don't even have enough time to cover that. But I want us to cover, to talk about hypnovision, right? But we've got a segment coming up called Celestial Moment. When we come back, I want to talk about hypnovision and how you help people to lose weight or shed weight or let go of weight, whatever term people want to use. And it's about using subconscious mind. We're going to do that after Celestial Moment. Dr. Linda Joy's website address is rawfusion.com. Go up there, sign up for some goodies. And when you get there, I mean, today, if you choose to, this is curried apple cucumber kale salad. I mean, I'm not a raw food person, but I describe myself as a meat-eating vegetarian. So that way I can choose when I want to have chicken. I can choose when I want to have fish. But with what Dr. Linda Joy is doing, I might be able to swing over to the other side. My body probably will be happy. I have an interesting relationship with food. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to eat. Oh, I forgot. It's 2 o'clock. I haven't eaten today. Ooh, confession.
the confession of a life coach with food. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your question on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And we got some special things coming up for you, listeners, so pay attention. It is time now for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And where is she? Right there. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great on this Monday. Linda Joy has me authentically hungry. I was scared at first, I have to say. But
are you taking notes? Because I know you want to
be You know it. I'm working toward it. I started with one banana a day, Linda, seriously. Linda Joy, it's so beautiful saying your name. And I have to tell you something very quickly. Do you know that your name is connected to a linden tree, which is considered to be sacred due to the bee's desire for them?
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that. Hmm.
Yes, I thought that was very powerful. You have a gift. It's divine power, love, and luck all caught up in your name. And I didn't know that, so thank you for that gift.
Well, thank you for telling me.
Well, it's my pleasure. And hello, Life Coach today. I'm taking notes.
Keep taking notes. I know you have some other questions, so feel free to ask whenever you're ready. But anyway, I'll move right away and let you do your thing.
Yes. Thank you so much, kind sir. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, March 12, 2012. Add the date and you get 2027. Add 2027 and the energy of the day equals 11. 11 is a master number, and we get double the power when we tap into it. 11 will give us some tools for mastery when we pay attention. 11 is the giver. The number 11 is an innovator with an unmistakable streak of humanitarianism. 11 shows up as strength in Mother Peace Tarot, featuring the Celtic goddess Bridget with her healing power extended as a flame in her hand. 11 is the moose in medicine cards, and the moose reminds us to love out loud with our grounded self-esteem. The 11th card in the Black Angel cards is the healer, and with compassionate love directed toward ourselves, we fail to become overburdened in our soul mission work. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like kale, king, and karma connect us to the magical power of 11. But today, we are going to put the spotlight on the frog from the medicine cards. The frog's number is not 11. It is actually 38, but when you add 3 plus 8, you get 11. So here we go. Frog medicine is akin to water energy and can be found on the east of the medicine wheel. Frog teaches us to honor our tears, for they cleanse the soul. Water is best understood from the perspective of the womb. Like frog, we do not learn our lessons of the duality of oneness until we leave the womb and enter the pond. We each have our own lily pads, but we don't have to be attached to them. Hop freely, imitating the frog, to connect with your joyful experiences. Frog's rivets call out to thunder beings with thunder, lightning, and rain to cleanse and replenish the earth with water. When you sense you're out of alignment, take a break and allow yourself to bathe in the waters. This could mean a long, relaxing bath, disconnecting the phone, yelling stop, or taking in deep cleansing breaths. Following the path of the frog is strong medicine and clears wasteful energy. Then you have more time to enjoy your life, as well as master it. And that's the story of 11 through our friend the frog of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. So it's not so bad kissing the frog after all. You connected the power of 11.
Oh, that was really
beautiful.
Really,
go ahead, kiss the frog. And then when you kiss the frog, you can go to Dr. Linda Joy's website and just go get yourself a curried apple cucumber kale sandwich salad. Oh, my God.
That's great.
You know, you just,
that's great. I didn't even tie that together. I'm done. Goodbye.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes,
my pleasure.
Indeed,
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. Press one on your keypad. Now, Dr. Linda Joy, let's talk about a long-term weight loss, you know, with not the yo-yo thing. Hypnovation. Tell us more about that.
Well, after a few years of becoming a healthy living advocate, a wellness chef, and doing a lot of work around the country, I'd published the books, and I did include in the book sections for locking in habits, because I understand how important it is to create new healthy habits. And so it occurred to me that I needed to engage in the work that I had been doing for over 25 years, which was as an expert in the subconscious mind. Now, most people, I mean, I think there was just in USA Today, a week ago today, an article about what are people's goals. And the highest goal, 57% of the American population said that they wanted to lose weight. I think 50% said that they wanted to eat better. And that's a very high percent. I think it's something like 68% right now of Americans are overweight. However, it's not an easy thing to either lose the weight or to maintain that weight loss. We do that yo-yoing that you spoke about. And it's because when you go on a diet, in the sense of diet is deprivation, you change the way you're eating, but you're longing to go back to the way that you're used to eating. Like I remember years ago when everybody was doing Atkins and I did Atkins, and I was in a meat eating phase at the time. I was boxing, and so I was eating some meat. I never really felt comfortable with that. But I remember that at 12:01 on the day that my 2 weeks of eating, the Atkins way, I remember I was out at some all-night Mexican place getting nachos. You know, I had to have my corn fix. You know, I was always much more of a corn tortilla than a bread lover. And so I just think that doesn't work. And what we need to do is just learn a lifestyle that is going to help us look better, feel better. It's not just for people who want to lose weight. It's for people who want to incorporate a healthy lifestyle. Of course, we use the phrase weight loss just because that's such a powerful term in this day and age, so many people wanting to lose weight. So Hypnovation is a program that I created, and we went into beta testing late last fall, and we've had some incredible results. And it's right on the rawfusionliving.com page, or you can go to hypnovationforhealth.com. If you go to Raw Fusion Living, you either just hit the weight loss tab or the Hypnovation for Health icon that's on the right-hand side. And it is a combination of very cutting-edge hypnotherapeutic modules. And the cool thing in this day and age is you don't need a cassette player, you don't even need your CD player. Everything can be done through the computer. You can download the modules onto your MP3, iPod, just listen to it on the computer. And there's six different modules, starting with one for making healthier choices, to changing your relationship with food, to inspiring more movement, to raise your metabolism, to getting to the core of the stress eating. And then at the same time, I kind of serve as a coach, like you're a wonderful coach, where every day the people in the Hypnovation program get a daily motivational message from me that is not only just motivational, but they're getting new information on the baby steps or faster steps that they can take to change and to adapt to a raw fusion lifestyle. They also have access to a whole array of different videos, menu planners, recipes. It's really a very fun program. It's 18 weeks. It's very inexpensive. I think it comes out to about $1 a day, you know, for the 18 weeks. And it's just, I think it's something that everybody can benefit from, and certainly many people right now are benefiting. I mean, I've had people write and say, wow, just, you know, learning and getting in the habit of making green smoothie, I don't know how I ever live without them, and I don't know how I could ever live without them. And so it just kind of inspires you in a way that is easy, because, you know, things are already so difficult in life. And by listening to the module in the comfort of your own home, too, then I am speaking to your subconscious mind and making those new habits second nature to you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does, because I was going to ask you what makes it so unique. So the MP3 files that people get will actually help them through a process, right? Is that correct?
Yes, because the whole thing is that you know, if you come to January 1st and you go, oh, I really need to lose weight, and I know that I've just got to stop eating candy or whatever it is, you know, you are trying to use your, you know, even the word trying, there's a law of the mind that says the more you try to do something, the less you can do it. Unless you know how to communicate to your subconscious mind, and most people don't because it is a different language, it's a different vernacular, you don't get it to play along. And that's why most New Year's resolutions don't even last 21 days, because you're attempting to use your willpower instead of... Now, what this does is it goes in and it speaks to your subconscious mind and it makes those changes effortless. So, for instance, in one of the modules, there are suggestions to easily incorporate greens into your meal so that you almost, look at your meal and go, wait a minute, you know, I need something green here. And one of the women who was in the beta testing, she says every time she puts it on, you know, she just kind of falls asleep. And one day she took the module with her to the dentist, and she's always very, you know, uptight at the dentist. And she said, I didn't sleep because I wouldn't, but I was relaxed. And I finally could listen. And she said that now I understand why I'm just constantly looking at my meals and saying, I need something green in these meals. And she lost 32. At last I talked to her, she had lost 32 pounds. I mean, and her blood sugar has gotten better, and her husband's in the program, and her kids are, of course, benefiting from the way that she's making the meals. And it's funny because I had another woman, she says, you know, I just got the newest module, and I kind of listened to it straight through. And I encourage people to, you know, so that you know exactly what I'm saying, you know. Mm. And she says, you know, I love Dr. LJ, and I just love you, Dr. LJ, and I wanted to listen to see if maybe you implant suggestions to make us love you. I said, no, and that's why I encourage people. I'm not indoctrinating anybody into a cult, and you can't make people do things. That's one of the misconceptions about you. You know, I've been in the field, you know, the 1980s, and I know people are still frightened of it, but there's nothing to be frightened about.
Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to listen to one of your modules, and the process is very meditative. And, you know, if anybody's read the book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, you don't really get this. And we're going to take a call in a minute. But, you know, as I listened, and I think you said it, this is not just about losing weight. It can work for anybody who wants to live the raw fusion life, you know, just to be able to support yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, there are people that they might not have obvious weight problems, but they know that they're not eating the right food. I mean, I do a show here that's an NBC affiliate, and the host, and I do this show every few months. In fact, I'm going on again next week. And she says to me, you know, why is it that people that eat like you know, you look so young for your age, you just glow. And I said, well, quite frankly, the more living food that you eat, the more alive you look, and conversely, you know, you can imagine the more dead food that you eat. And that they just came out actually with a study that came out just a couple days ago from a study they did in Scotland, that people who do eat more fruits and vegetables on any given day are more attractive, because the carotenoids and antioxidants and all that, and lycopene, all of that kind of comes through your skin, and you look lighter and brighter and more glowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I wanted to talk about detox and food that help you look younger. We just lost a caller, Tamara. Maybe Tamara's going to call back in. But we'll take this opportunity to talk about food that make you, so you just start talking about it. So food can actually help us look younger?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I you know, at the time when I decided to become a raw foodist, I could see, you know, that I was starting to age, and I'm in my late 50s now, and I look younger than I did, I think, when I was in my 40s. You know, it you can turn back the clock when you eat the right way, because your body has so much toxicity, and even if it's not just from the food that you're eating, it's from the air that we breathe, it's from what's in our water, it's the chemicals. Even getting in your car, there are certain chemicals that you're breathing in. And so certain foods, for instance, kale. Now, kale is, Dr. Furman considers this on his scale of nutritious food, the Andy scale, it's number 1,000. There's just no food as nutritious, according to Dr. Furman, as kale, and it's right up there. I mean, the sprouts and leafy greens are there. And kale has the ability to dump toxins from your cells. And so kale, when you eat kale, the type of phytochemicals that are in there goes into your cells and dumps out these toxins, because the more toxic our cells become, we have that there's that certain moment in time when the DNA gets shifted in a cell. And if the DNA gets shifted in a cell and that becomes a renegade cell and it gathers up other cells, that leads to a tumor, and we know that, you know, tumor then can be cancer,
right.
And cancer can take your life because it takes over your body. So anything that you can eat that has the power to enhance your DNA and to clear out toxins is obviously going to also make you look better and feel younger. So I'm very pro-green smoothies, because leafy greens are not just something, it's just something we're not used to eating. Like when you go to a restaurant and there's a piece of kale on your plate as a garnish, you don't usually pick it up and eat it. You know, it's like,
right.
You know.
Put it to the side. Make it a
my
side
tongue,
dish.
You know. It's funny, my goddaughter now eats it all the time because I, you know, she'll come and spend time with me. And from the first day she had a green smoothie, she just kind of begged me for them every day. And now, of course,
she's like, woo, this is the life. Okay, let's take a call. I want to ask you something about kale after taking the call, because I know somebody who eats kale literally every day. And she was saying something about, they said you shouldn't eat it every day and garlic.
Well,
every
the oxalic acid. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But yes, let's take the caller. I'd love to.
Okay. Tamara, joyful Tamara,
hey.
Joy. I know you're eager to become a vegan. You're really working at it, Tamara.
Yeah. You know, I do a real combination that Ade's teasing me about of meat and cooked food and raw food and all, you know, kind of a. I eat really healthy, but I anyway, I'm not getting into that, I think. That wasn't my question. My question is, we buy a lot of raw crackers, and they are, I know they're very time-consuming to make because they're so expensive, and my husband eats a lot of food. He's a skinny guy, but he eats so much food. So my question is, how expensive is it to buy a dehydrator, and how time-consuming is it to make raw crackers, and do you really save money doing that?
Yes, you do. Hi, Tamara. And it
hey.
Sounds like you're already a raw fusionist, so good. Congratulations. Well, all right. I think it's good to invest in a dehydrator. Now, you can buy those those American Harvest dehydrators for – I have a friend that actually picked one up for $20, but – those are not as good for the crackers. The best one to date that I have found are the Excalibur type that have the trays on it, and the trays have the, you get a screen, but you can also buy these shiny papers that are coated. And it's, so when you're making a cracker, it's kind of like making a fruit roll-up. You know, you would pour on this batter, and you would put it in a dehydrator, and then you kind of peel it away from the shiny paper and then let it dry out the rest of the time on the screen. And honestly, when you buy flaxseed in the bulk section, you buy the golden flaxseed or the other kind of flax, it is very inexpensive to buy bulk. You can buy it at your health food stores. You can buy it online. Of course, you're paying shipping. And it really, you can put your flax, you just put it in water and let it absorb the water so it gets all gooey. And then you can kind of throw in anything. You can throw in some Bragg's liquid amino, some lemon juice, whatever. Sometimes I make them sweet with a little maple syrup, with cinnamon, whatever you know, with some vanilla. And just stir that in there and then spread it out over your crackers. And then you might want to be around the first couple of hours, because as they start to harden a little bit, then you're going to score them with a spatula. You know, just to get the prettier breakage, you know, so that they look like crackers. Otherwise, you can just break them up as they come off. But then the rest of the time, they're just, you know, you can leave the house. Your dehydrator is totally safe to go on its own. And there's many other things you can do with a dehydrator too. You can dry if you buy a lot of if you belong to some sort of an organic CSA and you have extra, you can always dry what you don't use. And have that. And there's many really fun things that you can make with a dehydrator. So I'd recommend one.
Oh, and
you
okay.
And
it's called Excalibur is the brand?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's somebody that came out with something like an Excalibur that had like three letters, and I can't remember. But you can go on. I think I bought one of mine on Amazon, and you probably really only need the 5 tray. I have 2 9 trays.
Love us.
The reason I like these 5 trays, too, is I love mushrooms and spinach. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll take some mushroom and spinach and I'll put it in a casserole dish. I'll put a little, you know, oil, whatever kind of oil, olive oil, grapeseed oil, put a little Bragg's, put some garlic on it. And then I'll just take out my trays, which you can do with a 5-tray, and just stick the casserole dish in there and turn it on. And I'll go out for a few hours and I come back and I have kind of like a sauteed spinach and mushroom dish that is still raw, it's still alive, but yet it has a flavor of being cooked.
That's very comforting.
It's lovely. You just feel like you feel better when you're eating living foods, just because you're getting all the enzymes and the phytonutrients.
Right. And how long does the crackers take to cook all together?
Usually you can flip them over within about 4 to 6 hours. Now, the temperature that I use is 115 degrees, but when I dehydrate, and this is something important, especially if you're using onions and, you know, and produce, I always start at 145 degrees for about an hour and a half up to 2 hours. You don't have to worry with that because the internal temperature of the food is not going to reach 145 degrees until well over 2 hours, so the food still stays raw. But at 145 degrees, you are getting rid of any surface bacteria.
Mm.
So you don't have to worry about, for instance, onions can draw in a lot of bacteria. You don't have to worry about food poisoning that way. So you can start out. That also helps your crackers go a lot faster. Usually after that hour and a half, I'll just, you know, take them out, and I will use a spatula to make the little score marks in them. If it's not completely dry yet, I just put it back in there. And usually at about 4 to 6 hours, you flip it over. And, you know, just do it in the late afternoon, and in the morning you have fresh crackers.
Okay. And there's no harm in leaving it extra, like if you're sleeping?
No. And what's a really good trick, too, for dehydrating, and I had to learn all this stuff because when you buy Excalibur, they give you this little, you know, they obviously want you to buy a book, but I have a lot of information on dehydrating on my website or in my book. And what you do is when you believe that they are completely done, turn off the dehydrator for about 2 hours because there is always surface moisture, and that allows to come and then dry again for another couple hours, and then everything is going to stay fresher longer, especially when you make your kale chips. Nothing quite as nasty as like wilty,
mushy
kale chips. Now, another thing, too, for kale chips, and you can make kale chips in any dehydrator if you've got one, anybody listening, one of those American Harvest, kale chips are fantastic. How you store them, just put them in the freezer. They don't get icy. They don't even get real cold. They just stay nice and crispy for months, and you can just reach in and grab some, and they're nice and munchy, and they're fantastic.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was really helpful.
Great. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you so much. For those of you who just joined us or those of you who listened to it from the beginning of the show, you can go to Dr. Linda Joy's website, rawfusionliving.com, to sign up. You will get an article, 12 Simple Raw Fusion Meal Ideas. So if you're thinking of trying raw, you've got it. All the information you need on there. If you're a raw expert, or you, whatever name you call yourself, a raw foodist, I don't know, rawfusionliving.com. Also, for the first 5 listeners who are interested in the Hitnovation, if you go to Dr. Linda Joy's website and click the Hitnovation button, Hitnovation for Health, click that. And you can sign up instead of $149, you can get it this just for the first 5 listeners, $99. So do it now before you say, okay, now I'm stuck with meat. No, you're not. So go now to rawfusionliving.com, and there's lots of information on the website by Dr. Linda Joy. And Dr. Linda Joy, before I let you go, 2 questions. Let's talk about the kale thing, and I want to ask you about a good smoothie to start the day off. So kale, my friend was saying they say you shouldn't eat kale every day or garlic every day, and I'm thinking that doesn't even make sense now.
Garlic is okay every day. And actually with garlic, if you're making some food, go ahead and crush your garlic or chop it up and leave it for about 10 minutes because that will turn the alanase into allicin, which is going to activate the compounds inside, which are very good for your heart. You know, very good. I do that even with my dogs, too. And I also give them kale every day, and they are kind of using, too, with kale. Now, kale and a lot of leafy greens, particularly spinach, more so in full-grown spinach than baby spinach, has something called oxalic acid. And it is slightly irritating to the body. And if you eat the same greens every single day, so I teach people, and there is, even if you go to Raw Fusion Living, if you put in a purist approach to green smoothies under search, that article will come out, and I teach you how to make a green smoothie. And on ehow.com, there is a video, and there's also, I think, a video on my website, too, on how to make a smoothie. I always tell people, rotate your greens. Don't eat the same greens every day, because you will, if you build up oxalic acid, you could have, you know, a little pain in your joints, or just it could keep you from absorbing calcium. So just, I'll use baby spinach like 3 or 4 times a week, and then I'll use different kind of greens. You can mix your greens, anything green, anything. That includes cilantro or watercress or parsley or any leafy greens like romaine. Even if you are, have a garden, if you've got lamb's quarters or purslane or any type of weed, those are edible weeds. Dandelion greens are fantastic for your liver. Anything but iceberg lettuce you can use in your smoothie. And the perfect smoothie would be to put the greens closest to the blades so that they can break down and release their miraculous cache of nutrients. And so you put in about 40% green to 60% fruit. And the very best way to go would be start out with baby spinach or green chard, because you can't really taste them. They don't taste the green. And put in, like I what I do when I'm doing a raw foods 101 class is I'll always put an apple. Apples are incredible. They're fantastic. They help lower LDL. They have malic acid, which fights infections. So I always put apples in, and I put strawberries or raspberries. And then if you put in a banana or mint leaves, that will further take away that taste of green. And with kids, just put them in a sippy cup. If they're real young, they won't even see the green. Or if they're a little older, tell them it's some sort of a monster, you know, mash stuff that's going to give them special powers. And you know something? It will. It will give you special powers, because you're going to literally feel after a few days like you have gotten a transfusion. I went through a transfusion therapy, you know, of vitamin B's and, you know, all of that. And I, at one point, the needle slipped and I hadn't noticed, and it created this like golf ball black and blue mark on my wrist, and I mean on my elbow. And I always tell people that this is a much more pleasant way of getting a transfusion, because I don't like needles, and I don't like having to give up, you know, an hour twice a week to go, you know, sit somewhere in an office and get a transfusion. So it's really the way to go.
Wow, wow, well, we got the tools, we got the information. All we've got to do now is push the apply button. Once again, if you're interested in the Hypnovation for Health online program, go to rawfusionliving.com. The first 5 callers, we get it for $99. $99.
If it doesn't come through on PayPal that way, have them send me an email and I can send them the $99 link.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, before I let you go, anything else you want to share with the listeners? Maybe something that you were hoping I was going to ask but I didn't, or just something you're feeling out of anything you want to share with our listeners?
No, you did wonderfully, and I loved this. I'm just telling people, listen, baby steps. If that's the way you do it, don't feel overwhelmed by this. I mean, this is the way my family started changing, and you will just feel so incredible, and you know, just if you sign up for the newsletter, it's free, and you get that free download. We'll keep you excited every month with a wonderful newsletter that's recipes for body, mind, and spirit.
Thank you, Dr. Linda Joy. It's been fun. It's been nutritious. I've really enjoyed the conversation, and I'm going to dive in more into your book. I'm going to experiment, and I will definitely give you some feedback on my thoughts on what I think. And I definitely love your approach to the whole thing about raw fusion living. It's about balance and not going crazy, or you end up being mad at other people eating meat.
Right.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to having you back on Life Conversations Radio.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Well, we're going to take a quick music break. It's all about being the change we want to see. And I was going to mention this with Dr. Linda Joy, but I forgot. She just came to me. But I remember watching her program. There were people like way, like, one man was like 1,042 or something. I'm like, how is that? Ugh. Not as in disgusting, but like I just couldn't understand it. And he talked about his lifestyles, about fast food and all that. But really, regardless of what we see or in spite of what we see outside in the world, how do we contribute to being part of the healing? We're being the change we want to see. We start choosing differently because we have the choice. We have the freedom. It's about pushing the apply button. Most of us know what to do. We know what to do. We say, yeah, I know. Well, it's time to do it. We're going to take a quick musical break, and I'll be right back and get ready to release the show. This is Gina Renee, Be the Change, featuring Michael Bernard Beckwith. If you want to heal, be the change. If you want to be free, be the change. If you want your body to feel good, be the change. We'll be right back.
Your soul, because inside, it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody. Cause I'ma be the change. It's all in me. Hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famine. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction. And see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitation? Fearing separation and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing. But more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all.
You look in the mirror, you don't like what you see. Oh, you're going down dangerous territory, dangerous path. Oh, if you look in that mirror, you're complaining. Be the change, that's all I'm saying.
Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Gina Renee. To find out more about Gina Renee, you can find her on Facebook. Gina, G-I-N-A, Renee, R-E-N-E. Be the Change, featuring Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Yes, yes, yes. It's almost time to release the show. Peaceful, lovely lady. Okay, that's bad. I got it up. Joyful Tamara, Joy, Tracy, I know you are a raw foodist. And Teresa, silent listeners, disguised as guests, Donna. Oh, how was your trip? Lori, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing your numbers, your usernames, not your face, because I don't see your face. But anyway, you get the picture. It's almost time to release the show. And such a delicious show. And if you don't have a copy, those of you who didn't know about Social in the Joy, you may not have a copy. Well, pick up a book. There's a lot of recipes there, and it's the pictures. I mean, I know you can't eat the pictures, but the picture is very inviting. I looked at it, I'm like, that looks yummy. And I'm definitely going to try some of her recipe, and maybe I don't think I'm going to go all the way, because I've always been the balanced kind of guy. But if I'm led, if my spirit says, yeah, go all the way and be raw food, then so it is. But it's really about nurturing our bodies, our minds, and spirit. It's really about that. Spiritual growth and transformation is taking care of everything. In the Bible, it talks about your body. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if the spirit lives in you, which it does, and so much more than that. But anyway, if the spirit lives in you, why not take care of the shell, the casing, the body, the cells, the muscles, the atoms, so they can do what they're designed to do. The body is designed to heal itself. Why don't we support it? And, there's so much going on. There's so many people. There's so many good. The thought that's coming up for me is there was a time where people were going off on this company that's literally got their hands and their machines and all the food. What's their name? I don't remember. I don't even want to mention their name. You know, if we do have the choice to choose what we eat, and it's about education, it's about slowing down, because if we're thinking we don't have time for all of this, well, guess what? Spiritual growth and transformation is about becoming mindful. It's about being present. So being present with our foods, being present, so much so that when preparing food and eating food becomes an act of meditation. You know, we have the tools, we know what to do, it's time to apply it. I trust that you were inspired to think differently, because I know that once you make somebody think, you've expanded their consciousness. Now go get yourself a Hypnovation so you can get meditation that goes deep into your subconscious mind, and you can be the change you want to see. So much videos on YouTube, people who've changed their diet, how they changed their body, reverse the healing process and the aging process. Well, some people were sick, really, and they tapped into the healing process of their body. So much is out there. RawFusionLiving.com. It's time to release the show for it to do what it needs to do, inspire, transform. Tomorrow I have Dr. Carmen Haller joining me. We're talking about embracing the sacred unity that heals our world. Sacred unity. It's all about unity now. If you're not willing to join together, hold hands together, guess what? You're going to go down by yourself. But you know, there is something called unconditional love that lives in and as us, that even if you go down, love is there. If you're united, love is there. But it's about participating in the healing process of life, participating in the healing process of our body. So tomorrow, Dr. Carmen Haller is joining us. And check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com, and what else do I need to tell you? I can't think of anything other than I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you for speaking with me, with my guests, with the radio network, for sharing the show. Thank you for your emails, for your feedback, and what you're getting from this show. And yes, thank you for telling me everything that you like and what you can do without. But right now we're gonna dance with guests, and I'm still working on some things around programming to make sure you get everything that you want when I'm solo or when I have a guest. So just stay tuned. Change is always happening here at Conversations Radio, and make sure you share the show with your friends. Follow the show. There's a
follow button on the Blog Talk Radio page. Click that. You get regular updates. We're also on Facebook. You know, let's just stay connected. Live Conversations Radio on Facebook. And then there's a fan page for Ask Life Coach. Are they still Ask Life Coach? Are they fan page? So much. Just Google Life Conversations Radio. Google Ade Adeboje. Who is that? It's me. Yeah, I don't say my name because people just, what did you just say? What did you say about my father? No. Life Coach Ade. Google it, you'll find it. It's time to release the show. Be loved. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back to you. Allow yourself to taste and feel and smell and touch the love that is everywhere, evenly present. And even if you don't see it in the external world, you be the love. You be the light. You be what you want to see. You know, I like that kind of line. Kind of. Anyway, let's play another song. I might play a little bit more than a song. I think I'll do song, then I don't know what else I'm going to do. What do we want to play? Let's do Julie Dexter, because it's really about choice. It's really about choice. Ah, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Please be here. Make sure you're here. I don't want to be here by myself. I know you're going to be here. I don't need to beg. I don't need to beg. And if you're not, you be just where you need to be. Peace and blessings. This is Julie Dexter. To find out more about Julie Dexter, is juliedexter.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings, and be well.
I will make a stab at this. I was chewing, chomping, rolling in this question at lunch. And I'm going to roll my way through the mud here. I had a meditation teacher from the time I was 18 until, it's not a finished relationship. I had a very strong experience with this person when I was 18. And chose to pursue the spiritual disciplines that he suggested because the experience was so strong and because he said that the bottom line is always your experience. He also said that the fastest way to connect with Source, that there were several tools, and one of them was vegetarianism. And I've had increasing health problems over the years and finally gave up being a vegetarian because I was having reactions to so many foods and felt much better eating meat.
What were his other words to you? The bottom line is what?
Is experience. So the place that I wrestle with still to this day is how someone that I feel such a strong heart connection to could have been so wrong in terms of the tool that he offered me.
Well, that's the trouble with asking someone outside of you to guide you. In other words, we think that the best utilization of him was the one that you first expressed to us here. You were asking him to be a mentor to help you to discover your own connection. And once you find your own connection, then you use your own guidance to what is best for you. But if you say, well, I will ask this person who is my mentor who helps me to find my own connection, and then I will disregard the connection that he's helped me find, and I will ask him to guide me through his connection. I will ask him to tell me what is best for me because he has discovered what is best for him. Now you are misusing your mentor or your friend. In other words, vegetarianism may very well be the perfect alignment for him, while it may not be the perfect alignment for you, you see.
I do see, and I guess can you help me go the one further step here where I know all of that, and there's still a place of profound sadness in me that I am doing my, I feel like a repeat of Meg here.
Well, we would say to you that the most important thing that you were wanting to understand is the most important thing that he is giving you to understand, and that is that the guidance that you are seeking, that you were on the path of discovering through him, is an inside job.
Inside job, yes, exactly.
And if he had guided you perfectly, if everything that you attempted, everything you wanted, he would say, do this, and you did it, and it would achieve the results that you want, then you would be sitting here today saying, I cannot make a move without my mentor.
Yes.
And instead what you are saying is, he didn't guide me very well for me. I suppose his guidance is for him and my guidance is for me.
Yes.
Which is an empowering understanding. In other words, we want all teachers to guide you to self-empowerment. And if they don't, then they are not guiding you in the way that really will serve you, because nothing from the outside can serve you for very long. And when you are instructed to give up this or change this, in other words, when the instruction is about, no one can write a book that says do this, do this, do this, and don't do that, and don't do that, and don't do that, and under these conditions you will find joy, because your connection to your source is a much more detailed experience than that. And the guidance that is within you is so infinite and so present and so precise and so accurate. And when you tap into that, then you have guidance that is worth having, you see. And so we wanted to tease you just a little bit, since you talk about humor. We wanted to tease you just a little bit about why it took you why such a long relationship to come to understand your connection with your own source. And we think that you were maybe a little reluctant to discover your own connection, that you really wanted someone else to be your guide. And we think it is quite a gift he gave you, as you insisted that he be your guide to misguide you a little.
Oh, that was good. I'll be getting this tape.
Let me love.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. Even lost my way, then I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.